1039 LI News Radio. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and listen live 24/7 at linewsradio.com.
Now put another feather in his cap. He has learned a new language. And it is indeed. Let's give him a spotlight. Why not? He's a good man. He's a chief of the department of the Suffolk County Police Department. And his name is Stu Cameron. I haven't spoke to him in a while, but it's always great to talk with him. Chief, how are you, sir? And Happy New Year, by the way, sir.
Buenos dias, Jay.
Ah, same to you and Donata. How's that? I know. You see, I took 4 years. I took 4 years of Spanish. So, you know, I mean, it's funny. It comes rather natural to me, but sometimes I get these brain freezes when I do want to speak the language. I can handle myself a little bit, but not as good as you, where you decided, you know what, we're going to really get this language going, 8 months or so, and you nailed it, and you made a nice address the other day. And tell the folks, Chief, you know, how it kind of all came. So I know you want to kind of get into the Latino community. You know, you want to kind of understand the community a little bit better. Was that the emphasis of it all?
Jade, really two things motivated me. As the chief, I like to set an example for the troops, and I want them to know that Suffolk County has changed throughout my career. I believe about 20% of the people that live in our county now, Spanish is their primary language, and our department has to adapt with them. So I wanted to set an example, and I think I have done that because people are talking to me in the department asking me how I did it, and I'm sharing that with them. I've made a lot of progress, but I certainly have a long way to go. The second thing that really motivated me is I want to reassure people because it really breaks my heart. People are seeing Suffolk County police officers on the road and they harbor fear. They should not harbor fear. We are here to help everyone in Suffolk County. And I have to say, if you told me 8 months ago that I would have been able to do what I did Sunday, I would have said, it's impossible. There's no way I could do that. But as you would imagine, as a chief of police of a large municipal police department, I face a lot of overwhelming issues. And there's an old expression, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. You just start doing it, you stick with it, and people can accomplish amazing things.
Chief, how did you find the time? You know, you're a busy guy. You run a large department. Was this one of those weekend cram course type things? Did you do it in your spare time? How did Stu Cameron kind of master the language here somewhat?
I personally would have thought this, that I'm way too busy to do anything, but you can make the time for things that you think are important. And in today's day and age, there are a lot of new tools available to you. I became aware that there were foreign language apps that you could put right on your phone, and I found one that I liked, and I started using that. And then I needed a little more of a push. So I looked for a course that I could use with it, and I found that what I thought to be a very, very good course, and I was able to get it in MP3 and MP4 formats. So obviously I use the MP4s on my computer, which reinforces visual learning because you see the words. But really what's important for me is the MP3s. I'm able to put them into my car, and I spend a lot of time driving around Suffolk County. It's a very big county. So instead of listening to music, I now, when I'm in the car, and it could be an hour and a half, 2 hours a day, I'm doing Spanish everywhere I'm driving. So if people see me driving down the road talking to myself, I'm talking in Spanish.
Or somebody might say, you know what, this chief needs to be committed here. No one's in his car, but he's... But, you know, in essence, that's, you know, I tell you, I found that to be very noble. Listen, I've known you a long time. You're that type of guy. But, you know, to me, very noble trying to master and everything. Listen, we know there's intensity in the communities, you know, the whole immigration thing. It's putting people on edge. You know, we've had problems with the gangs and everything else. I thought it was well done, really. Chief of the department, knowing the language, and really kind of sets a course for those under you. I thought that was well done overall, really.
I appreciate that, Jay. And really, I think two really important attributes for a police officer, potentially two of the most important, is caring and compassion, and I would add as a third, maybe empathy. And I've tried to emulate that my whole career. I know the people that work for me feel the same way, the vast majority of them. We want to help people. I'm always impressed with some of the things, some of the work that our officers do, but some of the extracurricular volunteer activities to try and help their communities. Our department is very, very committed to helping the community. And now our communities are changing, and we have to adapt in kind.
No question. Stu Cameron with us. He is the chief of the department, Suffolk County Police Department. Does a heck of a job. Chief, you know, sad news yesterday with this 38-year-old police officer. How well did you know this young man?
I personally didn't know him well, but it was funny, you know, when I heard the terrible news that he had passed away, and it's really, it's a bad news for the police department, but it's much, much worse news for his family. He has a young family, two young sons, 3 and 5 years old. I wanted to see if I knew him, and I did recognize him. I looked up on my computer his department photo, and normally when I look up a department photo, people are very serious looking in the photo, and Fadi was smiling. And then, you know, I talked to some of the officers that work with him in the third, and they said he was always smiling. He just had a very, very positive attitude. He was a huge asset to our police department, and it's just a terrible tragedy that he passed away so young.
No question. Just 30. I'm talking about Suffolk County Police Officer Fadi Rafa, an investigator, folks, in the 5th Precinct. He also served as an Arabic translator. He will be missed, and we send all our condolences.
Very much appreciated. Thank you.
To the Rafa family. One thing about the span, I want to move on to something else. Do you feel that some of the other officers will follow suit as far as what their leader has done right now? I mean, I think it's a great idea to get into these communities and, you know, listen, there are always intense situations in the world of police business and everything else. It could come in quite handy. Do you feel others will follow suit? Has some of the other younger officers maybe said, you know, Chief, I think I'd like to kind of do that same type of situation. Have you heard that yet?
I have. But people, like I said, people have asked me how I did it. And I know some people are using the app to try and I mean, I'm in a unique situation. I didn't take Spanish. You know, for people that took Spanish like UJ in high school, I think it would be a much easier journey to get those skills back. So they may just need to polish up their skills and they were never motivated to do it before. I'm hoping that I'm setting an example. Our department has a very robust language assistance plan to try and help people. There's a lot of assets available. We have a lot of Spanish-speaking officers. We have a language translation service available to us on our phones or on our patrol cars. But there are unique situations, and I'll give you an example. I was driving home from work several weeks ago when I was much less proficient in Spanish, and I came upon an accident on the expressway. There was a car perpendicular to traffic. It was pouring rain. And the gentleman only spoke Spanish. And at that point, there were some things I really would have liked to ask him. It would be difficult for me. I was worried about getting run over. I was worried about him getting hit again. You know, having those some basic Spanish skills where you can say, are you hurt? You need a tow truck? Just to be able to say that and understand the answers, I think, are really critically important.
No question. Especially we have an ever-growing Hispanic population. I mean, let's face it, right here on the island. So, you know what? Hats off. Well done. Stu Cameron with us, Chief of the Department, Suffolk County Police Department. We had some numbers come in, Chief, the last couple of weeks, you know, as far as crime overall down, all over. That was very, very encouraging. You know, we do a crime report every week. And, you know, Joe Jacklin, our resident expert, you know, he said there's just more out there now. Technology, intelligence, you name it. Word out on the street, outreach, the communities, very important. You know, you talk about applying the language within the communities itself of learning Spanish. You know, that could come in quite handy as well as far as the residents are concerned. But overall, that's very encouraging to read that stuff.
What a great year last year, and it's a credit to every member of our department, sworn and civilian alike. We're all pulling the rope in the same direction. Violent crime was down 22%, which is unprecedented. It's just amazing. Every category of violent crime was down. So the men and women of Suffolk County are doing a great job, and the residents of our county are reaping the benefits of living in the county in the safest time in history.
Yeah, I mean, that's really what it is. And, you know, quite frankly, it's people working together. You know, I love the teams. You know, the gang stuff has been quelled somewhat. More work to do. You can never be a bay chief, you know that, but, you know, you have to be very encouraged. You know, we live, eat, and breathe it here as far as the stories, and, you know, we notice things are somewhat on the downside as far as this stuff, some of the high crime top situations, and it's very, very encouraging to kind of see this stuff.
Yeah, I appreciate that you recognize our efforts, Jay, and, you know, you talk about a team. The team is not just our department. The team is all of our communities. We absolutely could not do what we do without community involvement, and that's why our community outreach is so important. And the Hispanic, again, the Latino community is a huge part of it, and I want them to feel comfortable and at ease with our police and work together with us, and I think that'll reap tremendous benefits.
No question. Now, Chief, you know, as they say in Spanish, now I'm going to take a chance here. Bien Hecho.
Bien Hecho. Good job.
Hecho. There you go. You know, bien. Oh, it's Bien Hecho. I'm sorry. You're right. Bien Hecho. 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 Well, means well si, done si. To the chief. There you go. Well done as far as what the chief had accomplished. Sir, always a pleasure. And let's not make it long before the next visit. How's that?
That's great, Jay. Anytime. Thank you.
You got it. That's a great, Stu. I tell you one thing about the chief. I drive the chief crazy. You know, a lot of my text. I text the chief. I do. I text the chief. And he answers me right back. He never goes more than a few minutes without giving me a reply. You know, sometimes I'll make a request here and there. We'll wait one on the show and whatnot. And I actually hit the chief up late last night while watching Celebrity Big Brother. I'm watching Big Brother. Are you watching Celebrity Big Brother at all, Matt? I mean, I'm watching. Now, Duke Pittsburgh was on, which was a blowout. Otherwise, I would have caught the entire game of that nature. But I'm watching Celebrity Big Brother and doing stories and whatnot, figuring out today's show. And, you know, I wanted the chief on for a couple of days when I read this story because I find it to be a great story, really. Guy's mastered the – he's taken in the language to better the police force. And he's the leader. Now, he's a great leader. He really is. You know, say what you want, you know, and we've criticized the police department before. You know, the Amber Alert stuff, transparency. You know, I've been a little critical here and there. I was critical when Tim Sweeney was the commissioner. You know, a little too much pounding of the chest as far as the gang stuff. Remember that whole thing? I've been a little critical. Well, one thing you can say about Stu Cameron, I mean, he's a top-notch guy. I've known him for years. Top-notch. He really is. And I give him a lot of credit. And a lot of credit. I texted him last night. Had to be around 8:30 or so. Got to me right back. So good stuff.